Hospitals are where people go when they're sick and need to get better, but sometimes the hospitals themselves worry about their health. That was the case with what was, until a few months ago, called Ashland Community Hospital. The former city hospital looked around for partners to help it keep costs down and bring income up. One partnership deal fell through. Then Asante Health System, based in Medford, stepped in and stepped up. And lo and behold, the hospital is now Asante Ashland Community Hospital. And Sheila Clough is the CEO hired by Asante to turn things around. She visited a few months ago, brand new. Now she's got more time and experience under her belt, plus plans for the future. Sheila, thanks for coming back to The Exchange.
Thanks for the invitation.
So how difficult, just in general terms, in the current state of affairs in the healthcare industry, is it to make a buck or break even in the hospital business?
That's pretty challenging. Our government payers generally don't pay what it costs to provide the healthcare services, and we generally end up shifting those underfunding to the commercial pay. And commercial payers now are becoming less as well. So we have to figure out how do we provide services at a lower cost to match those reimbursements.
When you say commercial payers, are those the ones that we think of as insurance companies? They're okay. So yep. Are they taking a cue from Medicare? Or, I mean, what are they doing here?
They're moving their plans to more high deductible plans, and so we see a lot of our patients that end up with a lot more co-pays and out-of-pocket expenses, and so that's challenging for our patients. And so we know that we can't continue to shift costs because those costs then end up being bared by the patients. And so we have to figure out how to reduce those costs.
When somebody looks at a medical bill or the insurance statement that comes with it, the explanation of benefits, it always seems like there's a fair amount of dollar, there's a chunk of that bill that doesn't get paid by the patient and the insurer doesn't pay it either. What happens there?
Those are generally negotiated discounts, and so the insurers on a routine basis work with our health system to negotiate discounts for their patients, and that money just does not get paid to the health system.
All right, so you've got issues obviously with the money coming in, but then talk if you would about the general, I assume that overhead for a hospital is quite high.
Yeah, especially when you're an independent small community hospital like Ashland Community Hospital, you're responsible for providing expertise and services that the larger hospitals are required, and that's quite a bit of overhead. You've got marketing and IT resources. You've got to be an expert in all of the changes in healthcare that happen on a routine basis, and that can be fairly costly for a small hospital.
I can see then the advantage to forming an affiliation with someone is that you take things like IT and end up getting those from the hub, wherever the hub happens to be.
Correct. Yep. So we've, over the course of the short period of time we've been with Asante, we've had the opportunity to do some merging of those services so that we can reduce our overhead in those areas.
Is it unusual in your own career experience to work at a small hospital but with sisters nearby?
No, it's not unusual. In fact, the system that I came from, that was the model that I was used to, and had an opportunity to take a small hospital from losing money to actually making money. And a portion of that success was because we were part of a larger hospital system where we could leverage those best practices. We could also leverage some of the buying power that you can get out of being part of a larger healthcare system.
What kinds of things can you buy then that really make the difference in bringing down the cost overall?
Our medical supplies are quite expensive, and so we can aggregate our volume, go to the vendor and ask for a lower price based on a larger volume. And a really big opportunity for us is around our technology. We just had a recent example. We were purchasing a new radiology piece of equipment, and before we had been with Asante, we were given one price, and then as a result of our affiliation, we went back to the vendor, and they reduced the price for us by $50,000 because Asante was a good customer, and they know that Asante is going to be a long-term customer of theirs with higher potential of other purchases.
Interesting. So the deal you don't get as Ashland Community Hospital, you get as Asante Ashland Community Hospital.
That's right.
Interesting. Sheila Clough, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the CEO at Asante Ashland Community Hospital. We're talking about the challenges and strategic planning at the hospital as it casts to the years ahead. You can join us on the Exchange in the Medford-Ashland area at 541-552-6782. Join us anywhere in the region toll-free at 800-838-3760 or by email at jx@jeffnet.org. I have to believe that one of the bits of overhead that gets daunting for any medical facility is having to replace things fairly often. Because when you think about the fact that the computer I have at home is almost 9 years old, which is considered ancient in computer land, and I can just imagine the turnover in medical devices would be about as fast as you change computers, if not more frequent.
Yeah. Generally, the useful life of medical equipment is anywhere from 3 to 5 years. And when we look at medical equipment, it's not a couple $1,000s. It's generally in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. And so those investments get to be very challenging for hospitals. And so if we can aggregate our buying power with a larger system, we're going to be able to save some of those resources.
When you look at the marketing efforts of the Asante hospitals that were in existence, Asante Rogue Regional Medical Center, Asante Three Rivers Community Hospital. Did I get those right?
You got those right.
Nice long names here.
Mm-hmm.
They've been marketing for a long time as a place that offers a lot of stuff, particularly at the hospital in Medford. So in the process of trying to appeal to people to come to Asante Ashland Community Hospital, are you trying to find niches that are not served by either of the other two?
We'll have a combination of niche services as well as just basic core services that this community needs. We intend to be an acute care hospital with a 24-hour emergency department, 24 hours, 7 days a week, and outpatient services that meet the needs of this community. And then where we may not want to duplicate services that are offered in some of the other facilities, we'll have a good way of transferring patients between facilities. So we believe that our patients will be able to have a better continuum of care because of that collaboration.
But a person who checks into and needs to check into Ashland Hospital will not end up at Rogue Regional Medical Center at some point? I mean, you're trying to make sure that this is a one-bed visit, right?
For those services that we can provide, there will be services that are a higher acuity that we may not be able to duplicate. So cardiac heart surgery, for instance, it doesn't seem reasonable for our hospital to begin providing heart surgery. And so their care may start at our hospital, and if they need that more extensive care, we'll have a mechanism to be able to move those patients to that level of care at Rogue.
So when you talk about serving the needs of the community, let's talk about the community part first, because it is identified, I would think, very differently between the hospital in Medford and the hospital in Ashland, where, I mean, the name Rogue Regional Medical Center certainly implies that they're casting a bit of a wider net. With the hospital in Ashland, are you not trying to do that? Are you just trying to make sure that you serve Ashland and its immediate environs?
Yeah, we want to be the primary provider of health care for Ashland and Talent communities. And we know that we serve patients from Northern California and other parts of the region. But we want to make sure that we're first and foremost serving our community of Ashland and Talent. Rogue Regional is a regional referral center, and so their net, as you had said, is much broader because of the level of services that they provide.
We should explain that Sheila Clough did move to Oregon from Wisconsin, hence the reference to Northern Wisconsin instead of Northern California. Understandable. It happens when you move to a new place. Sheila Clough is the CEO at Asante Ashland Community Hospital. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760 anywhere in the region. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782 by email jx@jeffnet.org. So when you talk about then meeting the needs of the community, let's move to the meet the needs part. What kinds of services do you want to offer that might be specific just to a community like Ashland?
Well, there was a lot of questions around the emergency services. And in the time that I did the organizational assessment and went out into the community and talked about the needs of the community, there was a lot of questions around whether or not we would continue to provide emergency services. And we want to answer that question right now, that yes, indeed, we believe that's important for our hospital to provide that service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In addition, we know that acute care needs are important. People would prefer to have their family members in our hospital so that it's easy for them to visit and easy for their follow-up visits as well. So those are the types of services we think are important. We also know that in our Women's Health Center that we have some niches that are not offered in other locations that our community appreciates. We have the ability to do water births and other services within our birthing center. So we will continue to provide those services because our community believes those are important to them.
So back to the emergency room part of this, though. If you are not doing a 20, I mean, what was the consideration about either closing the emergency room entirely or just restricting its hours to maybe 8 to 16 a day or something?
Yeah, it's my understanding when the hospital went into some financial crisis, they looked at all services and made some assessments of whether or not they could reduce the hours or reduce services altogether. And it was very quickly identified a couple of years ago that if you're going to be an acute care hospital, you need to provide an emergency services. And so that was a question a few years ago. It was answered then, but it continues to be a question in the community. And I want to make sure to reassure our community members that we are going to provide those types of services.
When you talk about financial crisis at what was then just Ashland Community Hospital, now Asante Ashland Community Hospital, how would you characterize the finances now? If it was crisis then, what is it at the moment?
Yeah, so a number of years ago, they were losing close to $3 million. And last year, they lost a little under $3 million. Currently, we are still projecting a loss for this year, but it is significantly lower than the loss in the last year. And we have plans over the course of the next 2 to 3 years to turn the operations around to making a profit.
How did you reduce the loss by so much?
The synergies that we're finding with sharing services with Asante, we are starting to work on some of the buying efforts to reduce the cost of our supplies. And we are, you know, each of those discussions we have about purchasing equipment, reducing those purchases by $50,000, that starts chunking it away pretty good.
I can imagine that would start to cut things down pretty fast. So have there been any jobs lost at the hospital since you checked in as CEO?
Since I've checked in, there hasn't been any jobs that have been removed. A number of positions have been reallocated within the system. So if you have an IT department and you're coming together as one department, those positions became part of the corporation, Asante Corporation, versus the local hospital.
So a person who was working in Ashland could be working in either Medford or Grants Pass now?
Correct.
Working for the corporation. Is the IT based in Medford, I'm just guessing?
IT is based in Medford. We do have on-site IT support, and so there are a few of the IT staff members that are based at Ashland.
There must be a need to kind of check enthusiasm in yourself and other people, too, because when you, for example, vacate an office space that might have been used by IT people because you don't have as many working there anymore, you could think, well, we could turn this into a X room at this hospital. Do you have to kind of hold yourself in check and say, wait, not so fast. Let's just do what we do well.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of excitement going on now. I think there's a lot more hope than there was in the past, and people are starting to think more broadly, and we're starting to look at potential renovations. We're looking at what other types of opportunities can we put in place to grow. There's a lot of enthusiasm around our surgical services and what we can do to expand the utilization of those services. So I would say, yes, there's a lot of enthusiasm going on right now.
I understand that are you a little overbuilt in surgical services? Is that the issue? You've just got more space than you're currently using?
Yes, there's a lot more capacity than we currently are using. And so we've brought together a surgical task force of surgeons and staff members, and really looking at how can we bring more surgeries to our hospital. We know that there are patients who are leaving this community having surgeries other places, and we think that we can serve them better. And so we need to find out why they're leaving and how we can meet their needs here locally.
Is there a chance that some surgeries that currently are performed at the hospital in Medford would be performed at the hospital in Ashland instead?
That may be a possibility. We'll be doing some assessment over the course of the next 12 months to determine what type of surgeries might be unmet that we could feasibly bring back to our hospital.
Ultimately, Sheila Klug, does it get down to an issue of you have the hospital here because people in the community want it here? I mean, ultimately, you want to get to a point, I think, particularly when you're as part of a chain, which Asante is, you want to be able to get the message across that we're just as good at any of these hospitals. So it seems like the major draw then for the Ashland Hospital would end up being it's close to you.
Yes. It's the community fought for this hospital, and clearly the community wants this hospital here, and that's an asset to us. And so now we have to work together collaboratively with the community to meet their needs and keep this hospital strong.
I saw the recent article that included a discussion of the hyperbaric oxygen chambers mm-hmm. at Ashland Hospital. What's that all about? What are those used for, and how rare are they?
Well, we're the only facilities from here to Reading that have these types of chambers, and they help with wound healing. And we've become the provider of choice for our community and the marketplace. We're serving many patients and improving their wound outcomes through this type of procedure.
Does that particular kind of procedure have a bit of a giggle factor associated with it because of Michael Jackson sleeping in those when he was alive, that sort of thing?
I suppose it does. Uh-huh. I haven't heard that yet, but the patients certainly aren't giggling. They are seeing reduced time to healing and better functionality in their limbs and other parts of their body that need that oxygen therapy.
Given that that the community you're serving in Ashland tends to be a little more open-minded about things that are not quite under the usual umbrella of Western medicine, are there services at the hospital or its outside clinics that are a little less than traditional kinds of Western medicine, or would you consider moving into those in the future, into things that would be considered a little exotic by today's medical tastes?
I couldn't point to anything that we're doing today that would be in that category. There is a recognition that is embraced within this community, and we know that our patients and our community members use those forms of medicine, and so we can't turn a blind eye to that, and we want to do a better job of aligning our services and serving those patient needs. And so one of our tactics on our strategic plan is to do an assessment of those providers in the community and begin a discussion on how we might better serve their patients in a collaborative nature.
The strategic plan you just mentioned, how far out in the future do you cast the strategic plan just for Asante Ashland Community Hospital?
We're looking at a 12 to 24 month strategic plan, and that will get us to the timing that Asante does their traditional strategic planning. And so then we'd be at a point where we'd start aligning our planning process with Asante.
So does that eventually take strategic planning out of the hands of you and the other administrators at the Ashland Hospital?
No, it becomes more of a collaborative effort. In fact, a number of the items that are on the Ashland strategic plan are on the Asante plan as well. And so this just becomes an opportunity to have one plan versus two plans.
Outside the hospital walls, I'm sure anybody who's visited a medical provider in the last few years would notice that even before the Asante affiliation with the Ashland Hospital, that there were other medical practices nearby that were being affiliated with Ashland Hospital. And I noticed that Providence is slapping their stuff on other medical practices in town. It seems like there's more of an effort to associate hospitals with non-hospital medical practices. What's the advantage to either provider or hospital?
I think there's a realization that we need to do a better job in healthcare of meeting the population health and trying to deal with chronic illnesses and manage our community's health better. And we know that that's going to happen through more collaboration with physicians, either through employment relationships or collaborations, joint ventures. And so it's not uncommon in the healthcare industry to see more strongly our partnerships with healthcare providers within a community so that you can share information, you can look at improving quality, you can do a better job of doing handoffs between inpatient and outpatient, all in an effort to try to improve our overall health of our community.
So as we sit here, all of 5 weeks and a day after the arrival of Obamacare on the scene, when the first bits of the law went into effect, is it even possible at this point to talk about future plans within that context, because it could go a bunch of different ways?
I think we are still keeping a mindful eye on what's happening with the various insurance situation. But we're continuing to move ahead and recognizing that we have to be part of the solution of changing our healthcare system and our delivery. And so we're focusing on what we can do to provide better health care within our community.
You mentioned some outreach to find out what it was that people expected, wanted from Ashland Community Hospital. What did you hear the most? What was the thing that people most often said about the things that they wanted to see either continue to happen or happen in the future?
Yeah. Next to the emergency department question, then it became those who have used Ashland Community Hospital recognize that the care delivered there is delivered in a family atmosphere, caring, compassionate. We provide massage therapy. We provide some music therapy, things that our patients appreciated. And they were afraid that those things would go away. And we've tried to reassure people that those are part of the healing process, and we don't intend to remove those aspects of our patient care. And in fact, our partners in the rest of the Asante facilities are looking at the way we deliver care and looking at ways to embrace some of those opportunities within the other facilities as well.
You really had to hit the ground running. That's quite clear that you got into town and then, okay, let's get a strategic plan for the next 2 years, dovetail with Asante, start working on synergies between hospitals. How many hours a day have you been working?
ask my family, probably too many. But I love what I do, and I really believe in this hospital's future. And so it doesn't really matter how many hours. It's a matter of what we can do to make this hospital successful.
Sheila Klo is the CEO at Asante Ashland Community Hospital, part of the Asante system that includes a hospital in Medford and Grants Pass as well. Sheila, thanks for joining us once again on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We will take a short break and return with the Writer's Almanac.